An eternal savior of the human race, Isis, thou bestowest a mother's tender affections on the misfortunes of unhappy mortals. Thou dispellest the storms of life and stretchest forth thy right hand of salvation, by which thou unravelest even the most inextricably tangled webs of fate. Thou turnest the earth in its orb. Thou givest light to the sun. Thou rulest the world. Thou treadest death underfoot. To thee the stars are responsive. By thee the seasons turn, and the gods rejoice, and the elements are in subjection. The names of his protean nature, holy his manifold visible forms, hidden his rites in the temples, God who remembers still, down in the halls where men must speak true. Heart to the inexpressible mystery, Lord of regions under the earth, worshipped in white-walled Memphis, power that raises the sun, whose earthly form rests in Heracleopolis, Lord of forever, first in Abydos, yet far off his throne in the red land of death. His tale endures in the mouths of men. God of the elder time, belonging to all mankind, he gave earth food, finest of the great nine, most fruitful among the divinities. Thank you.
Well, good evening. Hi, this is Jan Sircone here at Live from Ordinary Miracles.
Yes.
You'll notice there's no male voice coming in tonight saying, hello, Jan. That would be Matt Kramer. He is my partner in this radio show, Live from Ordinary Miracles. And our focus is on sound healing. Matt, somewhere in the ethers tonight, I think he's up north. The fellow is a mediator, does the voice mapping, he's a photographer, his wife's a naturopath. It's really hard knowing exactly what he's doing tonight, but I know that wherever he is, he's having a quality experience. So we named our show Live from Ordinary Miracles because Matt and I work with sound. Again, I'm Jan Sircone. My website is Music for Joy and Healing. And I truly and deeply believe and understand that sound and music heal our bodies. Not just our emotions, but our physical body, and in many, many ways throughout our day, can create, heal, and balance ourselves. The program that I use is called the Voice Bio, and it was developed by K. Louis Thompson about 13 years ago. And when it came along, I was so thrilled because I previously was a nurse. And this is a program through the computer that uses the voice where I can actually plot the frequencies of your body and show you if you are musically out of balance and correlate that to your health system. It's quite amazing. And this is just one tiny little fraction of some of the new health-oriented, frequency-based modalities that are leading the way for medicine. I run across people in my field at the conventions and teaching at the Globe Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco who have amazing, amazing innovations, technologies, and research in these areas. And all you have to do is go on your computer and Google, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But tonight, my topic is my favorite. Everything I do seems to head back to the voice. And I believe that our bodies hold the keys and the codes through for healing for ourselves and for others. And to sound our bodies, to let all of these harmonics out in an intentional way, is the most profound thing in the world. I myself have been a singer since I was probably about 8 years old. I used to stand in front of the mirror with the hairbrush pretending I was Judy Garland. And just kind of funny, they say when you're 12 years old that what you picture yourself doing, that's actually was God's plan for you. That actually is your divine role. So I think that was a picture there for me. So tonight I have coming in a very special guest. Her name is Claire Victor. And in many ways, our lives mirror each other in that we knew we were destined to be singers and to use our voices. We have traversed many paths and maneuvers in this path. We both have sung in all different genres and have crossed paths many times in the last 25, 30 years. But the amazing thing is that she and I have now we met at a juncture where we are quite equally sure that we are to use our voices for healing, that we are to bring through the tones of the divine, that we are to invoke and heal through ancient shamanic alchemical practices. So we'll be talking about that a little later when I bring Claire in. And because this is my radio show, and usually I have guests that I interview. I had an idea and was directed by Spirit that I should talk about a book that I have written. This book is called Voice of Union. And again, it focuses on my discovering my voice in the world, who I am, and igniting and healing all my body processes from the age of 50. So it was really like waking up at age 50 to who I am. And I believe, again, that it's all frequency related. The emotional matrixes that I had to open up was with sound. The person that I was, I no longer am. And the person I'm becoming, all of this is due to the intentional healing sound that I am part of now and using with other people in my practice. Okay, I wanted to give an ID for the opening song tonight. It's a beautiful song played lovingly by Joel Andrews, and he channels the angels. I'm sure you could hear it. He played that on his friend Randy Masters' CD, Inner Vision, and Randy was sweet enough to allow me to use that on our CD that we created together, and it's called As Above, So Below, another way to bring healing music in. And I'm calling that song The Goddess Restores. And there's a theme here, if you follow me. I believe that it is the feminine voice, the female, or the feminine qualities, and speaking up and sounding this voice that will heal the world of mythic proportions. And for that song, I chose the myth of Isis and Osiris, who are the archetype male and female. And the goddess in that, when I envisioned singing on that piece, I pretended that I was Isis and that I was searching for the male who would actually become fractionalized, disenchanted, afraid to love, and had spread himself out across the world. And I imagine some of you males who are listening to this might get a sense that in fact, this has happened to the male spirit. The world has been so difficult and harsh for the male, and he's doing his best to hold his heart. So in that song, Isis is searching and making it safe for Osiris to come back and to open his heart and to lovingly embrace the female, not in fear, but in love and trust. And in turn, the female can open. So that's what that song was about. It's called The Goddess Restores. So the goddess takes the initiative, the sacred divine feminine, through her voice to call back the male. Now, this is also, I believe, a microcosm for what's happening in the macrocosm. And the title of my book is The Voice of Union, Balancing the Masculine and Feminine Through Passion, Voice, and Song. And I believe that globally, our world has gotten very male, very strained, very yang, very heavy and disconnected, and that it is the feminine qualities of cooperation, nurturing. I have all these wonderful words that I like to use, receptivity, togetherness, collaboration, that will eventually create this connection that will allow us to go on to our next paradigm. And I know a lot of the programs on this show talk about what that will look like, the new paradigm. But I'm going to move along now. I wanted to share with you a couple of three websites that I use for inspiration. One, there's an amazing lady up in Point Roberts, Washington, and her name is Mary Hoffman. And she has a monthly, it's called the Cat Beings Oracle, and I especially love it because she's so into the Hathor Sound Beings, Sekhmet, and since I'm leaving this Saturday to go 3 weeks to Egypt, and then on to Israel, it especially means a lot to me this month. I'm looking at it right now, and it's just pretty phenomenal. She gives you specific dates when things will happen, and the overall flavor and feel of things. She even predicts the earth changes for the earth where her frequencies need to move. It's really, really good. So, catbeing.com. Mary Hoffman. She also does private readings. She's really, really, really good. If you're feeling like you might need to move somewhere and you're not sure where to move, she also does cartography and lays over your astrology and helps you know exactly where might be a great place for you to live. The next website is Universal Song, and there's many beautiful sound healing tools on that. And I know Fred Bell often plays Randy's Hydrogen Chimes. And just if you just listen here a moment, I'm going to play his beautiful chimes that are tuned to the rainbow. So you're in for a beautiful treat. Here we go. So wherever you're at in the world, I just imagine a little fairy on your shoulder, and that's all the colors of the rainbow. So Randy has those and many, many other beautiful sound products that I use in my healing work at universalsong.net. Okay. The third site is this amazing artist. His name is James Jerub, and he's up in right in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he has these huge walking labyrinths with beautiful, they all have themes, beautiful boulders and stones, and it's a very, very sacred place. He works with the Council of Grandmothers, and he is also a phenomenal painter. He is a famous archaeologist who now is doing these beautiful spirit paintings. You can see them at stardreaming.com. Now, the reason I brought this up is that I was chosen to receive one of these amazing spirit paintings, which connects me to this beautiful web of his work. And this week, Grandmother Whale was shipped to me. Now, the amazing thing, it is a 6 by 7 foot painting. I hope that you can see that there on the website. I hope he has that. Stardreaming.com. And again, thank you, James and Kathy Engelman, the fundress, the wonderful patroness of the arts, who's allowed for me to be the caretaker of Grandmother Whale. I will certainly honor having that. That leads me into a really amazing, wonderful announcement. As I said, sound is leading the field for personal healing, harmony, release, all that is needed for this time right now to move into these new dimensions. And I have re-met a gentleman who I've known before, and suddenly, just as in your life, paths are igniting. This gentleman's name is Russ Lee, and he and I are creating a center, especially for women, for singing, voice release, in other words, working on their immune systems. Without really using the word healing in medicine, I guarantee you that these sorts of services are going to be very, 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 very restorative and rejuvenating. We'll be doing that right here in Marin County in Novato, and we're calling that Song and Spirit. Now, you can contact me through my website, musicforjoyandhealing.com, and we're just putting that together. As many of these centers are springing up all around the world, as people are understanding and opening up to the fact that these music and sound used with modern research and the ancient ways are really, really, really profoundly healing and changing. I would like, before I bring Claire in, I would like to, because I'm going to Egypt, I would like to do an invocation to bring dear Isis in, who is the goddess of all the four directions. And first I'll do a little reading. This is from Lazarus, and he predicted many years ago the changing of the guard here on Earth, and he is acknowledging that much of this is through the lineage of Our Lady Isis. So here we are. Isis, Queen of Ancient Times, Lady Mother of the New Feminine Consciousness, Sirius, the dog star was called Septet Sotis and the Star of Isis by Egyptians. This is the prime star of Isis and the place where her soul was sometimes considered to reside. I have been known as the cosmic mother from the stars. I am mother caretaker of humanity. The hidden mother who has often appeared in many forms. My name is Isis. It means is all. In the is, sameness and difference are one. The isness of pure love and light, very powerful feminine, the state of being, consciousness as primary prior to creation, the garden of the goddess, and the landscape of the soul, has been known by 10,000 plus names, yet has always been one from before time, beyond time. All feminine icons, Mary, Sophia, Isis, Ishtar, Inanna, Asherah, and thousands of others come from the same soul, given the yin or feminine frequency. You know me now as Lady Isis, Lady of the Light. Come join me on our journey home. Dear friend Claire Victor. Claire, you want to come join me?
Hi, Jan.
Hi, come on in.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for asking me to be with you tonight.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful to have you. Would you like to just jump right in on this toning?
Sure.
Here we go. Oh, Well, hello, sister.
Oh.
Welcome.
So, Jan.
Yeah.
You know, normally your format is to interview people, but I thought for a change that it would be fun to interview you.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because I
can't really interview myself, can I?
Well, you know, you are that smart to do that, but I thought that if I was kind of looking over some of your books, The Voice of the Union,
uh-huh.
and I wanted to know, and I'm sure that maybe some of the people out there, if they've read it or if they're curious about it, it's a journal, yes?
Yeah.
So why did you journal all of this? And how long is this journal, you know, what was the time span?
You know, it's funny how things end up being formed with no real plan. I had actually raised a daughter who had a severe disorder from age 0 to 12. And when she was about a year and a half, and already I could see things were very, very unusual. It was my third child, so I could see things were not going in the normal direction. To release my stress and tension, I would sit at the computer and type in what happened that day because it was like in the twilight zone. It was so unbelievable, her behavior, that if I wrote it down, it made some sense of it. And so over the years, I just would sit at nighttime as I was tearing my hair. Actually, she tore her hair out. She had such severe nervous system, she would tear her hair out and have bald spots. And then it, you know, just progressed where she actually was a danger to herself and others in the psychiatric institutes. And finally, come to find out, she wasn't in charge of her energy field. And one night I said, "May the light of Christ shine on this child." And it was clear that she had an entity in her. And that kind of just shifted everything. And I began my path of exploring the light, the dark, commanding time and space. And so having written all those years about her, I ended up with the book called Kelly Song, which actually almost got published by Random House. It made it to the final cut, but I guess, you know, children with labels of autism and the different things she had wasn't hot that year. So then I got a divorce, and it was a very amicable divorce, but I woke up and I said, this is a huge, huge new chapter to my life. I should finish saying, my daughter actually was healed. It turned out to be a diet-related disorder of her metabolic system. She did not have autism. She did not have pervasive developmental disorder. And so, actually, I think she was a volunteer to come in and to teach me, to remind me that I'm a priestess and to renew my skills in this lifetime. For those of you who know a child who might be out of control with emotional wild behavior issues, let me give you a website. HRPTC.org. HRPTC.org. Those are the people that helped us. So anyway, I got a divorce. I found that I had no job to go to. Suddenly my world was like this big open space, and I could create. So as I went through my processes of finding out who I was, it felt comforting to go back and write on the computer. I'd say, well, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. Now 3 years later, holy hell. I mean, wow, when I read back, it's like I'm a totally different person. Anyway, hope that answers your question.
It's called The Voice of Union, Balancing the Masculine and Feminine Through Passion, Voice, and Song.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk a lot about this balancing of the male and female and the divine feminine and masculine. And can you say what's important? Why is this important to us now?
Well, I said it a little bit earlier, and in my manuscript, because it is written in every day in my actual living and breathing, it's hard to summarize it.
So the book helps us to understand that and talks about the importance.
It's like it's a vague concept. Like I do workshops based on discovering the divine feminine. Working with it, and people go, you know, what is that? It's like a watercolor. They can't really get the focus. But if I were to summarize it, I would say Mother Earth was dying because of the patriarchal, yang, money-oriented, competitive, anti-nature, anti-life format. Because many, many people, males and females, have taken feminine qualities to heart, softening, caring, nurturing, singing, holding, joining, all of these things are very feminine qualities that I believe that we are turning the tide, and we are allowing and watching for the old to dissolve and find its rightful place. Just watch our government every day. It's absolutely finding its rightful place, and people are understanding just how shifted we are. And I think simultaneously the light workers and those who are holding and co-creating the vision, again, sound is right at the forefront of that, these feminine principles, it's the women, and women are going to be the head of the new governments, too. Look at this, already Hillary Clinton, though she's not this, well, I believe that she's like a transition person. It will be the truly feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not like the feminine is going to take over the masculine, but it's going to help to restore a healthier way of being male, as the feminine discovers a healthy way of being divine feminine again, that the masculine, I think you used the word competition, and that's been so out of balance, that as that gets into balance, the two will come together perhaps in a way that's harmonized and brings both back into alignment with a greater good.
Yes, absolutely. And the women themselves, the females, okay, gender, have taken such a stance of self-sufficiency. They have lost the softness. I'm believing being a strong female, but I know myself, and this is part of what I write about, that I felt like I had to do everything myself. I was actually getting more masculine than feminine. Now, what does that create in a relationship? Males will not compete with a female who's being male. They will give up. And that's what I see a lot of males just like throwing in the towel in relationships. So they're not really being met. So the feminine, by women reclaiming and understanding the feminine, that it is really can be very powerful. It's the space, it's the nature, it's forming. They're qualities. And so I believe that you have to balance those within yourself first as we move forward into our new creations in society, that women need to balance those themselves, pull back on the male, and then the males can be receptive to the females. So the feminine principle can heal the males. And what happens when couples are happy? There's a new alchemy. There's a happy family life. There is a cooperation. There's a love that, just look at what's happening today. So in the book, I struggle with the way that I actually lived my married life and how I was part of the problem, absolutely. And then a lot of it is my really opening up to my feeling world and my sensuality. I didn't realize just how shut down I was, and I realized that, I was not really feeling connectivity, especially in the sensual area. And I know many, many, many women want to feel alive. So part of my work in workshops is moving and sounding and getting rid of some of those blocks, that make it difficult to be in a loving, sexual, sensual relationship. So I never would have imagined that this would be a field that I would be into, but I'm going to read a little part of my book here that this talks a little bit about that, okay?
Okay.
This is, you know, a little bit after my divorce, and I'm living here in this property by myself, this beautiful country house, which I'm so lucky to have for this healing time. I spend so much time in the bedroom that the mattress is sunken down where I lie. I meditate, invoke, hum, and know that I am making progress in my spirituality. It is like a womb. A warm, glowing light seems to sweep upwards through my body when I direct it. I'm learning this, and I understand this is the pranic energy of Kundalini. I understand it often surfaces at midlife after a lifetime of repression. I am realizing my early molestation by a neighbor has kept my body in somewhat of a protective armor, and that I never fully surrendered to physical bliss. One morning while in meditation, I felt a heavy metallic suit of armor lift off the surface of my body, and I felt so pink, soft, and vulnerable beneath it. With no man around to frighten me, I relished this new freedom of expanding the energies of my body without fear or retraction. For years, I had envisioned a red man coming towards me in the dark in my bedroom, shaking my husband awake to protect me. I'd always say, there's a man in the room. So this morning, I felt released from some sort of prison of protection. I felt safe in my body for the first time. The time not spent in bed was spent in the bathtub. Hot, very hot water would somehow dissipate energies and integrate whatever was happening on the layers of my being. My friend Journey and I laughingly compare how many baths we needed on any given day. I believe it discharges imbalances in electromagnetic energy, and adding salts or oil supports this process. When I listen to certain CDs, this electrifying energy runs through my body, and I just feel like this spiritual awakening is an intensity and becoming more intense and more intense all the time. So that just gives a little smidgen. And when you ask why I wrote it, another reason is that Spirit said, Jan, there's so many women waking up now. These energies are flooding into the planet. They're having visions, some of Mary Magdalene, some of Christ, all these energies in their body. And when I go out and speak about these things, they tell me they think they're going crazy. And I say, no, 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 no. Just the floodgates opening, and this is all preparation for the next stage of mankind, and you are one of the light workers. It's time for you to wake up. So that's another reason I wrote the book. Just like you, Claire.
How does sound come into it? I mean, I know how it works, but it's so interesting. People that are listening might not know exactly when you talk about you do mm-hmm. sound journeys, or you have uh-huh. you know, a toning group at your house and stuff.
Uh-huh.
How exactly does that help to empower women and bring
okay.
their voices forward? What do you do in them? Maybe tell
well,
us.
Well, this is it. Somehow the pelvic area and all that holding intention in the uterus, when it is very clamped down, not feeling safe, the voice as well is clamped down. They're very energetically related. Open and flowing pelvic area, the voice is open and flowing. And that is just not honored in our society. You have to almost look at like a goddess sort of woman who dresses a certain way, loves herself to please herself, and moves very smoothly, put sensuous things to smell on her body. All of these things that we have forgotten. And look at the modern woman. Got a suit on. It's a mother. Tired, distracted, so out of touch with the juiciness and that flowingness of her body. So I find that maybe they don't want to talk about their sexuality and that flow right away. But if I can get them on a crystal bowl and toning, it starts to dissipate, dissolve, and kind of crack up some of those held emotions that are in their throat. Now, some women cannot break through. They still sound right from their face. They hold their body real stiff. But when I work with the woman and we keep sounding and I give pictures. I say, pretend your throat is 12 inches wide and you're regurgitating all of this stuff, all of these feelings about this or that. Sometimes they cry. All this deep sobbing comes up. The muscular starts releasing. And there's like this huge sigh of like, oh my God, the hairballs come up. Then I have them lie down, and that what you do, Claire, we do beautiful harmonic sounds that then can balance and heal, and it actually lifts off things. Now you describe it how you think it works.
Well, I think that it's there's a, you know, an active phase and a receptive phase, which is, the feminine is all about receptivity. And I think as women, we've learned to give, and we've forgotten how to receive. So what I find for myself is the sounds of the crystal bowls go in so deep,
mm-hmm.
as you're listening, that they almost wake up that receiving. It's almost like you become a receiver again. Like,
yes.
they transmit such high frequencies and such clear tonalities that the frequencies just go in deeper past
mm-hmm.
the shielding, past the armor, past
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
defense system that we tend
mm-hmm.
to have put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that awakens something within us that's naturally inherently ours. We're all born with a voice like a bird is only
mm-hmm.
has to hear like three notes of its song, and it just starts off singing it because it's encoded
uh-huh.
in its DNA probably
yeah.
or something. And I think we each have a voice. I think we have something within
yeah.
us that has been masked and hidden and takes
yeah.
back. So the receiving part of receiving
yeah.
gifts of these sounds awakens
mm-hmm.
that own voice, which then empowers us
yes.
and allows us to have more freedom.
Now, what you just said, to receive, our bodies are actually antennas, and the female body specifically, when her chemistry of her hormones and her kundalini, and she actually can really get those channels opened up, she actually ignites her frequencies. The human orgasm has the highest frequency of mankind. So if a woman really gets online with her sexuality, she starts becoming an antenna. Now, when you get your body to 734 to 1,000 frequencies, that is the spirit realm where you can have regular communication with the spirit realm. You quiet your mind and you actually open up your consciousness by going into these higher frequencies. So the woman's body itself is the ascension vehicle. Beyond that, what I believe is receiving, when Claire, when you and I go into that space and we invoke the divine, we are transmitting codes. You said encoded. I believe we are bringing through transmissions from another realm that then are working within the DNA of that person's body. Actually, I know that for a fact.
Well,
it makes me want to tone again.
I took that the workshop that you taught with Randy Masters, the Mary Magdalene workshop,
mm-hmm.
and it was fascinating when you both talked about the hieroglyphics and explained, I can't remember all of them, but it actually
mm-hmm.
showed the, I believe some of the hieroglyphics actually translated into the woman being a receiver tower,
yes.
right?
We are receiving towers. Magdalene is the tower. And right there in the hieroglyphics, it's a pillar. And what it is, it's a boat. And it is a boat into the cosmos, in through the galactic center of the Milky Way. You become a you go through the portal, you crucify time and space. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Time is masculine. It is the up and down for the cross. Space is feminine. It is the horizontal of the cross. When you balance the masculine and feminine picture across perfectly, you crucify time and space. That's why when a fully balanced being, say like Christ, and a fully balanced cosmic consciousness female like Mary Magdalene come together and have an alchemical union, it is like an atomic bomb of healing energy for the entire world. That we can also do within ourselves by working our own masculine and feminine energies. We can balance and we can create this alchemy of energy within ourselves, and it's phenomenal. It is the miracle zone, and when you're with a practitioner, they are working. Tito La Rosa was the first thing he did was make the cross, and I said, "Oh my God, he uses the cross too." I had figured that out on my own. I believe that, you know, that this is a big part of helping people get their frequencies together, balancing the masculine and feminine, the frequencies of sound through your body to lift up and heal and harmonize so that we can actually be ready to create these new communities. Yeah, so my book is like a primer for a woman who is getting inklings of waking up. She can go through my ridiculousness, my passion, my mistakes, everything I've gone through in the last 3 years trying to figure this out. So
what advice or encouragement would you give to other women who are experiencing this wake-up call?
To find other women.
Find other women.
To get into groups and to read books.
Thanks.
And to not listen to the third dimension people. Mm-hmm. And to follow your intuition. You have an innate, magnificent intuition and honing mechanism. But there's very magical things happening right now. I was asked to go to a group up in Seattle. And I'm not sure why the woman originally called me, but it was, I believe, resonance, something on my website, that I was drawn up there for one reason, to work with a certain vocal method with this group. But by the time it was finished, each woman had come up to me and said, you know, I'm waking up. I think I'm going crazy. I was thinking I'm going on antidepressants, this and that. All I want to do is tone and sing and this and that. And so now that group has formed a women's envisioning sounding circle without me. So this is what is happening over and over again. Women are waking up. They're living in isolated configurations with their husband, who doesn't have a clue about these things because it's happening in her body and it's new, it's scary. And then the children that she's responsible for. So find other women and find women who are going through some of these processes. And that's the way to do it. Claire, we're just about running out of time. This is amazing.
Oh, we could talk all night.
I feel like we're just really getting into it. I would like to just finish by saying that my book will be, it's in a manuscript form now, and I'm going to have it published up in a little book form, and I'll mention it again. So any of our listeners, you'll be able to get that through my website. Claire, I think I'd like for us to tone a little bit more. How do you feel? Or would you like to just finish up with talking?
No, I think toning's always a good way to take things out.
Okay, and then the last song that I'm going to have Seth at the radio station play is a song from my CD, As Above, So Below, and you can get that at cdbaby.com. And it is the Divine Feminine, actually the Divine Mother saying, through me on this piece, and you will hear the transmissions in your body. And it's called the Heavenly Mother's Prayer, calling her children back in lovingly. So, Claire, why don't you do one of your fabulous intentions here, and we'll get toning for a couple minutes here. Go for it.
So opening to all that is creating the universe around us and knowing that we are absolutely divinely blessed by the oneness of this, that we are created by the same evocative, dynamic magnificence. Every cell in our body, every beat of our heart is beating in the rhythm of earth. We open to this time with joy and thanksgiving for all that has been shared through the ears, knowing that the ears that hear it open to that which they need to hear, and the eyes see what they need to hear. We give thanks in advance for all of the blessings of this fine evening, and we just simply sing our way into that blissful, divine yes.
Thank you. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Jan.
Hey, all right. You're a good friend. Good night to everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is Live from Ordinary Miracles. Jan Sircone here. MusicForJoyAndHealing.com. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share some of these thoughts with you and have my dear friend Claire Victor on, who just is launching her new CD with Heaven and Earth at the Center for Spiritual Living here in Santa Rosa Friday night. Claire's an amazing sound healer, sees private clients, is the vocal director at the Center for Spiritual Living. And I love you, and thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Jan. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Have a great time in Egypt.
Thanks. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.